98.1 Minnesota's New Country. That's Luke Combs' latest Sleepless in a Hotel Room. I love that song. It is 7:04, Paul and Kelly in the morning, and it is time to talk with Coach Joe Exter from the Norsemen. Hi, Joe.
Good morning, Kelly. Good morning, Paul.
Hey,
How
Coach.
How are you doing?
Doing good. It's been a great week ahead for us with the Norsemen. We got a road game tonight and in Forest Lake versus the Mallards, but we got two big home games this weekend at the MAC where we're getting the youth involved, getting our hockey community involved. Youth hockey players get in for free, so there's no better opportunity for the young guys to come watch great hockey and also get the Cathedral team. High school team had a great year. Sartell's team had a great year. We want to get everybody involved in hockey and honor the years that our high school teams had and also get our youth there.
Yeah, weren't they crazy? Me and Paul were wondering, have you been watching high school hockey, like looking for players maybe?
Oh, we spent the whole year inspecting every level of high school hockey, every team there is, and we capped it all off with going to the state hockey tournament, which is a great event off the ice socially, but all just as important or more important on the ice. The hockey is fantastic.
Yeah. We were wondering, you know, tonight you've got a game. That's kind of unusual, right? Is this a makeup game or what? How come there's a game tonight?
This next month, the schedule is a little different. I don't know the exact reason, probably for rink availability with all the things going on for both arenas. That's probably played a factor. So in the next month, we have three games this week, Wednesday, Friday, Saturday. Next week's a normal week, just a Friday-Saturday game, but then the two following weeks we play 3-3, which isn't typical for junior hockey, so we play Thursday, Friday, Saturday, back-to-back weekend. So it's going to be great for our guys. Practice, of course, but also the thing that we do all this for is to play competitive games, and we got lots of those on the horizon.
Right.
All right, Coach, last time you played was back in the month of February. You split with the Watertown Shamrocks, so a tight game, losing an OT Friday night 3-2. But then you topped them in Watertown 4-2. Mallards tonight, a good matchup for you. What are you looking most forward to for tonight's game?
It's a great matchup. I think the Mallards are a good hockey team. Their speed, their transition game is excellent. We just got to make sure we stay on tight inside of them, play physical. They want to play a transition up and down the ice game. We want to play more of a ground game. Let's get pucks behind them and get on top of them, and I'm confident we'll be able to generate a lot of chances. What we're looking for our guys is we got some new bodies, new lines, carry over what we did 2 weeks ago versus Watertown. Came away with 3 of the 4 points that are available. We want to come away with 2 points tonight on the road versus the Mallards and then obviously carry that into the weekend.
Speaking of the weekend, maybe a little bit of home cooking. It sounds like you're going to have a Cathedral player joining the ranks, Griffin Sturm. What does that mean to you?
Oh, it's exciting. Griffin's had a tremendous high school career. He got the Herb Brooks Award for the defensemen in all of high school hockey, so that's great. That's an honor in itself. He's won a state championship. He was a runner-up last year in the state championship, and this year he made the state, so he's got a lot of good playoff experience. And what it means is, like, we're developing players locally, and I know there's a lot of other good young hockey players that we're keeping strong eyes on as well. And we also got another an older kid on our team, Nolan Smith. So it's fun to see the local kids working their ways up through high school, but then also joining us. And then for Griffin himself, he's an outstanding young hockey player. We're thrilled to have joining our team.
Two games this weekend. The Minot Minotauros are going to be in town Friday and Saturday. Looking forward to that. You mentioned, Coach, if kids playing hockey, they get in for free?
Absolutely. They get in for free. Mark Thompson in our front office does a great job of organizing all these little things. And our players have been out in the communities, going to local youth skates, et cetera. So it's a good chance for us to really connect, not just with them on the ice, but have them come watch what we do. And it doesn't cost them anything. So parents, get your kids there. Talk to your local youth coordinator if you want to go online and get your tickets. But if not, show up with your jersey on. You'll get into the game for free.
Super. You can go to stcloudnorseman.com and check out everything as well. And by the way, we will have some tickets on the app if you're looking for tickets to the Friday night game, 7 o'clock against the Minot Minotauros. We'd love for you to come to the game, support your Norsemen here in St. Cloud. Joe Exter, thanks for being with us today.
Thank you, guys. Thanks for having me. Have a great week.
All right. See you next week, Coach.
Yep. Bye-bye.